Flying might not be the only thing birds can teach us. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Monica Daly, assistant professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of California, Irvine, discusses another.
The robotics industry has been rapidly advancing, but it remains a challenge to create energy-efficient legged robots. Recent robots are more agile and human-like, but still have difficulty navigating complex terrain. My team studies birds to help solve this problem. Birds are fascinating athletes that fly, land, and run over many terrains. The legs of ground birds have anatomical features that allow passive adjustment to terrain when walking and running. The tendons adjust leg stiffness automatically when the foot hits the ground. To develop a model for the structure and function of birds' legs, we studied how ground birds walked and ran over uneven terrain. My PhD student raised ostriches from hatchlings so that we could safely study them in the lab. We learned how birds' leg structure allows efficient movement with rapid adjustment to uneven terrain. The tendons originate at the femur and cross all joints from the knee to the toes. When the bird's foot lands, the impact energy is stored in the tendons and then returned to move the animal forward. Little energy is required to keep moving. Based on our model of the bird leg, we designed and built an efficient bipedal robot. Instead of sophisticated computers to control each joint, we used cables and pulleys to mimic the bird's tendons. The design makes the control of stepping as simple as possible and requires no sensory feedback. Our robot demonstrates a lightweight, bird-inspired design that can navigate complex terrains with minimal energy. Thanks to our biomechanics research, robotics experts are realizing that bird legs might be the key to future legged robots.
That was Monica Daly of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.